Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
There once was a girl called Noel.
Hey, gang.
Whose small business was not going well.
Well, it just needs a little boost, really.
She needed some help. That much is true.
Yeah, what she said.
She met Republic's holiday helpers. Now she knows what to do.
Rates from 6%. Reduced equity from 0 to 35%. Easy and quick approvals. Wow!
Noel's gonna have a great Christmas now.
Whee!
Reach more customers this Christmas for the Republic Bank Small Business Loan today.
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here, our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes, for only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
When last we were in Murondoy, Dinah and Unique discussed the upcoming youth forum, which Denzel would be heading. A DNA test proved that Ignatius was not the father of the baby that was left there, but Shelley was saddened to learn that the mother would be coming for the child, as she had become very close to him and hoped they would raise him as their own. Kevin, Unique, and Divine were at a bar, and Kevin deliberately invited Ignatius, who was also there, to join them. Divine was very cold to him and he left. She and Kevin argued, and he told her that Ryan needs to know about her friendship with Brian. We now join Myrtle and Divine, who are waiting for the start of the youth forum.
How are you doing, Divine? I heard you will be working with ExxonMobil.
Yes, I got a job with them.
Oh, that's wonderful. I am so happy for you.
Thank you, Miss Myrtle.
You're doing anything at a forum this afternoon?
Yep, I'm one of the MCs. Unique asked me.
Oh, wonderful. I can't wait to hear Denzel's presentation. He was practicing for weeks.
I'm sure he's going to be great.
Yo, babes.
Hey, Brian.
Good afternoon, young man.
Good afternoon, mommy. Divine, I could talk to you, babes?
Yeah, sure. Excuse me, Miss Myrtle.
Okay.
Hi, Auntie Myrtle.
As
well.
Isn't that the young man that people are whispering about with Divine?
Yes, this Simon nephew.
Well, I'm beginning to think it's true. She looked very uncomfortable when he called her just now. And the way he addressed her. Babes.
Wow. Even from here, she looked uncomfortable talking to him.
I wonder what Ignatius' son is saying about it.
This if he know.
Shameful.
Anyway, it's now we business. Let me go inside. I think they're about to start. I can't wait to hear Denzel speak.
Brian, you got to be careful with how you address me in public.
Yo, babes, you need to relax, yo. Who's me girl, buddy? What do you mean, I can't call you, sir?
You're forgetting that I'm a married woman.
Divine, you need to ditch the joker one time and come home with me. See? I love with you, girl.
Look, now is not the time for this. You're staying for the presentations?
This is a youth forum, and I's not youth. I stay here.
Okay, I can talk to you later. I need to go inside because we can start anytime.
Cool, babes. Maybe come by me after?
We can talk about it after.
Alright, babes.
Okay, residents of Murundi, we just heard a dynamic presentation, didn't we?
Yay!
Yay! The youth of Murundi are on fire this afternoon, don't you agree?
Yay!
Yes.
Alright, I don't know about you, but I am inspired by what is taking place here this afternoon. After listening to the presenters we have had so far, I know that the future of Murundi is in good hands. We have young people who are vibrant and passionate about developing Murundi. Parents and guardians, relatives and friends, you should be proud.
That's true.
Yay! Just a reminder that this activity is organized by the Murundi Village Council. The village chairman is, of course, Mr. Sahindranath Singh, and he is here somewhere in the back. Give us a wave, Mrs. Singh.
Hey, Sunny.
All right, and of course, the deputy village chair who took the lead on organizing this youth forum. My friend and sister, Mrs. Unique Boston Squires. Give us a wave, Madam Deputy Chair. All right, without further ado, let's welcome our next speaker. This young man is a force to be reckoned with, one of Murundi's stars. Let's put our hands together for Mr. Denzel Lewis.
Woo! Go, Denzel!
Denzel! Make us proud!
Thank you for that introduction, Mrs. Thomas. The village chairman, Mr. Sahindranath Singh, deputy village chair, Mrs. Unique Boston Squires, councillors, special invitees, villagers. It is my honor to have been selected to speak at this youth forum this afternoon. I applaud the Murundi Village Council for recognizing the importance of youth involvement in our development. I have been selected to speak on youth and crime and its effects on development. Ladies and gentlemen, many youths turn to crime because of poverty. Many turn to crime because they believe there are no other options. Many do not recognize the importance of gaining an education and acquiring skills, and the role models that should be in their lives are absent. Many turn to crime because they want to wear the latest designer brands, they want to party, help take care of their families, or simply want fast money. Some turn to crime because of peer pressure, to fit in with the crowd and to belong. In Murundi, though there are opportunities for youths to uplift themselves, we are still fraught with problems related to crime. I say to you this afternoon that we can win this battle. I say that as long as youths are given the support which starts from home,
right,
as long as there's an enabling environment, as long as they are encouraged, as long as there are role models, change can come.
Right. Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Yeah.
And so, in closing this afternoon, I say to the Murundi Village Council, continue to involve youth in all levels of leadership. Do not be quick to condemn them when they have erred, but instead, offer a helping hand to show them another path. Let us continue what we have started. Give the youth the space to be creative. Listen to their ideas. Develop their ideas, and as a community, we need to identify role models to fill the gap where role models are missing in the lives of our youth. Together we can, Murundi. Together we can succeed. Together we are strong.
Yes.
Dancing.
That is my son.
learn anything from the forum, Brian?
Yeah, Divine. It was good. Some really good presentations. Anyway, you're coming home with me?
Shh. You see how many people are around here?
Babes, you got to get comfortable around me no matter where we there. We doing this?
Please just stop.
Divine, you did a wonderful job this afternoon.
Oh, thank you, Catalina.
Yes, Divine. I am so proud of you.
Thanks. And I guess you guys are so proud of this young man here. Denzel, you were so inspiring.
Thanks, Divine.
This young man here, you're Simon's nephew, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're very handsome. Beautiful eyes.
See.
Anyway, take care, Divine.
Yes, Divine. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye, Divine.
Okay, Denzel.
You coming or not?
Yeah, just let me go and tell Unique I'm leaving.
Okay, babes. I'm waiting.
Brian, I have to go.
Already?
It's already 9 o'clock.
You can't stay a little longer with me, Divine.
I have to go home to my husband.
Babes, look, we gotta have a serious talk.
About what?
Who more important? Me or he?
You serious, Brian?
Yeah. I don't tell you I'm in love with you, girl. I want you for myself.
Look, I have to go. We can't have this conversation right now.
Divine.
No, Brian. I have to go. I will message you when I reach home. Bye.
Man.
No need to sneak in, Divine.
Ryan? Why are you sitting in the dark?
Was waiting on you.
Can I turn the light on?
As you wish.
Much better.
Where were you?
What do you mean?
I mean, where were you?
I went to the youth forum, remember? You said you couldn't make it because you were getting back to Morundi late.
What time it finish?
I'm not really sure. What time is it now?
It's going on to 10.
Oh, well, you know, I hung around a little bit after it finished.
I spoke to Kevin.
Oh?
And he said that it finished around 7:30.
Oh, yeah. I was hanging around just chatting and so after and then, I just went for a drive.
By yourself?
Yeah.
And where you drove to?
I just drove around a little. You know, sometimes you just want to drive and clear your head.
Why you need to clear your head?
Man, sometimes you just want to spend time alone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I stopped and bought some ice cream, ate it in the car and then came home.
Divine, haven't I been good to you?
Of course you've been good to me. What are you talking about?
Do I lie to you?
Well, not that I know of. Look, I need to go shower and go to bed. I'm tired. What's this about?
Tired from doing what?
You forget I was the MC for the forum?
And that made you so tired?
You think it's easy to be running up and down all night?
Divine, I'm going to ask you this one time, and I want a straight answer.
Okay.
Are you cheating on me?
What? Ryan, where are you? I mean...
Don't lie to me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Divine, I asked you not to lie to me.
And I said I don't know what you're talking about.
So this is how it's going to be. Okay.
Why would you accuse me of something like that?
You know what? Look, just be quiet before you make things worse, right? You are already embarrassing yourself enough right now.
And I'm telling you that I...
Divine, just give me a straight answer. Are you cheating on me?
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Being diagnosed with HIV can be difficult, but... there is hope. Treatment is free and available at HIV care and treatment sites. Medications are easy to take and will get the virus under control. It is important to know the names and not just the color of medications. NGOs have workers available to help you learn about the pills. Talk to your health worker about your treatment program. A message from USAID, PEPFAR, Advancing Partners and Communities Guyana, NAPS, and the Ministry of Public Health.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.